You'd think that as a video game podcaster and comedian, my life is all fun and games. And honestly, you'd be right. About 90% of the time, it's pretty sweet. But every morning, I deal with something very, very serious. My face. You don't become an Edmonton Six overnight. It takes work. And in my case, it takes good facial hair. And fortunately, I have a great facial hair tag team partner in Harry's. Hit up harrys.com/RTG for a $3 trial set and see what I'm talking about. Harry saw the tire fire that the shaving market had become and asked, how did it get like this? Crappy plastic razors, overpriced blades, all locked up like gold bars. And they said, no, we can fix this. And damn it, they did. Harry's ships premium quality razors right to your door. About once a month, I check my mail and there's that little box with everything I need to keep my kid presentable status. The blades stay sharp longer, which means an easier time getting my face in order in the morning. And the razors don't look like a dumb piece of plastic that a junior high schooler uses to take care of their peach fuzz. You have the facial hair of a man now. Shave like one. I actually leave my razor handle on the bathroom counter all the time just because it looks so damn classy. Harry's blades are German engineered and they're made to last. They're the best blades on the market for the best price, and you don't even have to go out to get them. Set your delivery schedule and shave like a king. I know it sounds sarcastic, but I'm being serious. I've used Harry's forever. These blades are really freaking good. Highest reviews in the industry, a money back guarantee that you're not going to need, and a subscription that you can cancel anytime you want. Getting ripped off isn't funny. Switch to Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/RTG. That's harrys.com/RTG for a $3 trial set. Remember the Game is brought to you by my website, abcomedy.net. You can find all the old episodes of both of my podcasts, my daily blog, and all of my upcoming comedy show dates there. And if you're looking for a comedian for your Christmas party, fundraiser, house party, private event, whatever, you can contact me through my website as well. Again, that's abcomedy.net. And if you enjoy this podcast, please subscribe to it and please leave us a review. There'll be a new episode every single Wednesday. Thanks for your support. I hope you guys enjoy the show. Music just takes me back to sitting on my friend Mike's couch in high school playing Mario Party. Four people in the same room with those weird-ass controllers having a good time. What's up, you guys? Welcome back to Remember the Game, Episode 8. This week, my nephew Ben and I break down the Mario Party series. This episode's a little different than most of the other ones. We don't focus on one particular game as the previous episodes have been. This one is just us breaking down the Mario Party series as a whole. As you're about to find out, my nephew is 12. So to him, retro gaming is like the Wii. Whereas obviously for most of us, retro gaming is like the NES. Like, we're old. But it was a lot of fun to talk with somebody as passionate about video games as I am, but looking at them from an entirely different angle. And as soon as Ben got to my house, he was like, yeah, let's do a podcast. And I said, hell yes, let's do it. You're an intelligent kid. As you guys are about to find out, he knows his video games. I really enjoy this week's episode. I think you guys are going to as well. And frankly, who hasn't played Mario Party? You may not have played all the Mario Party games, but everyone, I think, has at some point played one and probably gotten screwed out of a win at the last minute because of the stupid, hey, here's a star for rolling the dice 20 time rules that they add. We break down the series, the ups, the downs, the peaks and the valleys, and just talk about games as a whole. I really enjoy talking games with Ben. I hope you guys like this episode as well. As always, if you enjoy the podcast, please subscribe. Please leave us a review. Please spread the word. I've gotten a lot of messages from people saying they're enjoying it, and that really means a lot to me. So thank you so much to everyone out there listening and sending your kind words. I've got some great episodes coming up, starting with this one. I'm going to get right to it. You guys, please enjoy this trip down memory lane as my nephew and I break down Mario Party. Here we go. So I can swear, but I wouldn't necessarily recommend that you swear. Because
I'll try not to.
You'll try not to? Perfect. Yeah, so here's the thing, Benjamin. Traditionally, when people come on this show, they're older people like myself. and we talk about video games, I would say from pre-2000.
And I'm 12.
And you're 12. You were born 6 years after 2000. So we're going to kind of try to just cover an entire series. And when you came over, you were like, I want to come on the podcast. And I said, sure, I'll have you on the podcast. And I said, what video games do you know? And I know for a fact that you know, like, Fortnite and Minecraft.
Yeah, Minecraft's the best,
guys. I love how, like, older people listening to this are going to be like, my buddy Chris specifically is going to be listening right now. He's shaking his head no because he hates Minecraft so much.
I hate Minecraft too, Chris.
No, you don't.
I do. Oh, it's such a meme.
I thought you said you like Minecraft.
I was 7.
Oh, you've grown up. You've matured.
Yeah, I'm so mature now.
So we were trying to figure out a game we could talk about, and you mentioned that you quite enjoy the Mario Party series.
Yes.
Okay, and that's a perfect game for this episode, because I think I've played all of them or pretty close, but I don't think I know all of them individually well enough to do like an episode about Mario Party 1, Mario Party 2. Blah, 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 blah. So we would just talk Mario Party as a whole.
Yeah.
Sound good?
Yes. All right. Great.
And the thing about it is, like, it's funny because I don't know if you remember this or not, but when you were probably 3 or 4, your aunt and I are the ones that probably got you hooked on the video game Morphine Drip that you're addicted to now.
That, yes, definitely.
We got you playing Wii, Mario Galaxy on the Wii.
Yeah.
And that was what started it.
Yeah, Mario Galaxy. I love that game. And I remember when you guys used to live together, but like you had two different...
You lived upstairs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I remember we used to play the Super Mario Bros. For the Wii, like the launch one.
Yep.
Like with the red case.
Yeah, Super Mario Bros. Wii.
Yeah.
New Super Mario Bros.
That was one of my favorites.
That was a good game, man. I like that. See, it's funny because like...
They all seem the same to me now.
Yeah.
Like the newer ones.
See, that's funny because like, I think if you talk to most old gamers like me, we prefer to play like... So that's like a 2D Mario.
Yeah.
You know what that means? Like two-dimensional.
Side-scroller.
Yeah, side-scroller. Yeah, so you know what you're talking about. And so like most of the old gamers prefer like Super Mario World for the Super Nintendo or like Mario Brothers 3 for the original Nintendo. And you were like, I like the new Super Mario Bros. Games, which a lot of old gamers don't like as much as those original Mario Bros. Games.
Well, there are some that I'm just like, oh, this is, I gotta return this. Like Mario Tennis for the Wii U. That was...
Yeah, Mario Tennis was garbage.
Horrible. I like Aces, though.
Yeah, it's pretty good, eh? We were down there playing it. You beat me pretty hard.
But
it was good. A couple. So we can use that as a transition, then. There is a Mario Party game coming out for the Switch in the next couple of months.
Super Mario Party. I think I might pre-order it.
You're pretty excited, eh?
Yes.
So you... Because you... Like, you're a Mario Party junkie.
I love Mario Party. It's... Mm-hmm. One of my favorite Mario Party series. Probably top two at least.
With what? What's your other favorite series?
I say top two because I can't think of the other one. I don't know if there would be another one. I really like Mario Party.
That's fair. So now, what would you say is your favorite Mario Party game?
8. I don't care what anyone says. Mario Party 8 is the best one, even though it has, like, every mini game is motion controls.
That's a hot take, you guys. Mario Party 8 was the Wii one, right?
Yeah, the first one on the Wii, so, you know, motion controls, which nobody likes.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah, see, I don't really remember that one. Because you said that you played, like, Mario Party 1 and 2.
I did a couple of times. Mario Party 2 is available for the Wii U, so I got it. And I played a little bit with...
Oh, on the virtual console.
Yeah.
Oh. Wii.
Did I say you?
No, yeah, you said Wii U, yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's crazy. Okay, because growing up, that's what we played. Dude, I remember the first couple Mario Party games when they came out for the Nintendo 64. And, like, back in those days, like, we didn't have internet gaming, right? Like, four-player games were still new because we weren't able to play four-player. So when the Nintendo 64 came out, you could play four-player, and then those Mario Party games started coming out. Dude, the hours that me and my friends put into sitting on the couch playing the original Mario Party games, like, we ended some friendships because those games are mean.
Yeah, like... You know, Sorry, the game?
Yep.
It kind of reminds me of that because, like, there's this one card and it's like you can send someone back to the starting line and switch places with them.
There you go.
So, sorry.
That's okay.
So, like, it reminds me of that a little because it's really harsh. It's, like, the worst feeling ever to just, like, have all your coins taken away from you.
Or your stars.
Especially the stars.
Dude. And, like, and so in, like, in some of the more recent ones, they've kind of changed it where, like, you can kind of, like...
Oh. Stupid car.
You can, like, suck for most of the game and still win at the end.
Yeah.
With, like, the bonus stars and stuff like that.
You've been able to do that with, like, the past three, like all the Wii installments, Wii U, because like I don't really the 9 and 10, like Mario Party 8 was the last one where you had like the 10 dice blocks, and where it was,
sorry, I just, you keep looking away, just trying to turn your, there you go,
sorry,
that's good.
It's just like the normal one, it's the last one, which before they switched it up into like, you know, a kind of a team-based game.
Yeah, Mario Party 10 was the Wii U one, right?
Yes.
And I remember playing that one at your place one time, and I didn't like that one at all.
I know, it was different.
It's like, yeah, if you haven't played it, I'm sure almost everyone's played a Mario Party game. But Mario Party 10 in particular, I remember being very much like, hey, let's all work together to win. Because he was like trying to beat Bowser or something.
Yeah, you get to like the halfway point, and you all had to fight a mini-boss together.
Yeah.
Except in the end, it was like whoever got the most hits on it. Or something.
Yeah, which is stupid because the whole point of the game is supposed to be like
ending friendships.
Every man for themselves. Yeah, yeah. Like you all play against each other, four players. That was way more fun.
Yeah, that was way better. Apparently this new one is supposed to have a couple 8-player games as well.
8-player?
Yeah, which who has 8 friends that all want to play Mario Party?
I was just gonna say that, I'm not sure if I'm gonna buy it already because I don't even have 3 friends that I want to play Mario Party with, or that would want to play Mario Party with me. But you talking about buying it, and Auntie's talking about buying it. So maybe we'll play it against each other that way.
Yeah. I hope that if they add board games online, not just, because I know they're going to do online mini games.
Yeah.
I don't know about the full games. But it's, if they do, sorry.
No,
if
there they, you go. You got
if
it.
If they do that, it's going to be like, if online is complete, through you can do anything online with friends, that would be like, the best one. They get so much sales.
I agree with that. Like what worries me about the new Mario Party game is just that being able to like just go online and play like mini games against each other. Like I want to play, like I want to like call you, call my buddy Chris, whoever, and be like, yo, like sit down for an hour and let's play a game of Mario Party, like the full game, like 20 turns or whatever, like around the board, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they haven't said yet whether or not that's going to be available online, and if that's not available online, I'm not really that interested, because like just playing the mini games gets old really fast.
Yeah, but you know, they have been trying to, I think this is a smart move, they've tried to narrow it down, so like you get a small you get like 75% of the mini games to start, and the rest you have to unlock.
Oh, that's smart.
Yeah, so yeah, that people want to play the game longer and unlock everything.
I like that.
And they always have those couple of characters that you got to buy with like your tickets and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, that you could like earn in-game currency to buy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
and then wasn't it you that was telling me that like in this game each character is going to have their own like
dice block.
Their own like strengths. Yeah, like their own like pro, like goods and bad things, yeah, about. Like cuz that's new, cuz usually it's just you just pick a character to move around the map.
Yeah.
But it didn't matter like who you picked, they're all the same.
Yeah, so there was like no strategy in picking a character in every single other game. But Super Mario Party, they're going to have dice blocks customized for each character. So I'll use Bowser as an example because I think he's a good one. So they're sticking with the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 dice blocks, mm-hmm, instead of going back to 10, which kind of sucks. But Bowser as an example, you can use Bowser. It's a high risk, high reward for his dice block because you can either get like, so they have 6 different sides. 2 of them are 10. 2 of them are 0, and like 2 of them are 1 and 3 or something.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
Yeah. So like you got a small chance of, well, I guess.
You have like a 1 out of 3 chance of getting a 10.
Yeah. So it's really, I think that's really smart. Rosalina, she's got like 2 1s, 2 7s. So if you want to go high, you can use her dice block. If you want to stay low, maybe you're in front of a bad space.
Huh. That's a really good idea, as opposed to just like everyone rolls a 1 through 10 or whatever like that.
Yeah. I think
that's cool.
Yeah, because yeah, it's a new experience every time you play yeah, different characters. And it makes people want to change characters, because yeah, I'm sure there's some Mario parties I play where I've tried like 3 out of the 12 characters.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Also, another thing, sorry for cutting you off.
Keep going.
There is going to be 20 plus characters in this Mario Party.
Really? Well, yeah. I guess because if they're making it 8-player, they got to add a lot of characters. Now, the big question, the one everybody is wondering, is Waluigi available in this game to play as?
Yes.
Yes.
Because Waluigi and Daisy are those two characters that like never appear
in yeah,
main games, but they're always in the spin-off games.
Yeah.
And you know, it's weird because you count them as main characters, but they really have no meaning in the story.
They don't. Although like, dude, it's so funny because you and I were talking about yesterday about the debut of Waluigi and how like, to the best of my knowledge, it was in Mario Tennis on the GameCube. Because Wario needed a partner.
Yes.
So they brought in Waluigi. And I remember being like, this is so stupid. I was like, Wario makes sense because it's like Mar, but it turns into war. He's a villainous Mario. He's a big fat pig. Like, he was a bad guy in a couple of games. Like, cool. But Waluigi, I was like, get the hell out of here. This is dumb.
Wah.
Yeah. And now, like, dude, Waluigi is a popular character. People were so mad when he got left out of Smash Brothers.
I know. Like, I was watching this video. Like, Waluigi or Daisy? Who's more deserving to be in Smash? Daisy's in Smash.
So, like, Waluigi should be in Smash.
He should.
And he shouldn't be, like, a copy of Wario. He should be, like, his own character.
Yeah, because I don't think he should be an Echo character. Because he's just crazy. There's so many things you can do with him. Like, Wario's... Yeah. Piggy farts and stuff.
He's
so,
the best. Wario's the best.
But Waluigi can, like, do anything because he's really just crazy.
I agree with that.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Podcasting's a weird job because I talk to you nerds all the time. Every day, I tell you all about my life, the good and the bad. The ugly, I kind of keep that offline. And it's not that I don't want to talk about it. I'd love to talk about it. I just need to pick and choose who I talk to. We all have stuff that just lives in our minds, rent-free, 24/7. Talking about them can really help because the longer you keep something bottled up, the more likely it is to blow. You've heard me say it before, and you're going to keep hearing me say it. Therapy is the way. Therapists can be that ear to bend when you really need to get something off your chest and don't know who to talk to. And BetterHelp is a great way to go about it. I don't BS you guys. I don't say I've used something if I've never used it. I've personally talked to a BetterHelp therapist about the stuff going on in my personal life, and I genuinely found it helpful. To have someone to talk to that doesn't have any skin in the game, that can just listen and try to help me come up with a roadmap to get through the tough times, it's just invaluable. It has seriously really helped me. I've talked to my therapist through video, and you can do it that way, or you can do it over the phone, or even just over chat. And they give you as many schedule options as possible so you can work a session in around your life. It's licensed therapy, as convenient as it gets. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/rememberthegame today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/rememberthegame.
And Waluigi, yeah, his first game was a 2000 or 2003 version installment of Mario Tennis.
Yeah, okay.
Just because Mario needed a tennis partner. And fun fact, he's one of the few Nintendo characters that wasn't even made by Nintendo. It was made by some other smaller company.
Was it Camelot?
I think it might have been.
Yeah. That's cool, man. You know your stuff. I like that. I was like, when you asked if you could be on the podcast, I was like, dude, you know video games better than half the people that are actually on the... You know what, better than the host. So I was like, you should probably be on this podcast.
Thank you.
So with Mario Party then, like looking back on some of the old Mario Parties, I will ask you primarily, what is it that you like about the Mario Party game so much?
It's the, I don't, the colors. One thing I love about Mario characters in general is how each is really has their own color.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes like picking a character, if you're new, so much easier because it'll let you just pick your favorite color or what
right.
looks most interesting.
Right.
Except for Daisy. She sucks. And, like, the old Mario games, I don't know why. I, like, Mario Party 8 just feels different, even though it's, like, the same as the old ones.
Well.
I like the candies, too.
See, yeah, I remember that. The candies were, like, the items you could get, right?
Yeah.
See, it's funny, because if Mario Party 8's your favorite, but that's the one you kind of grew up playing, right?
Yeah.
See, like, again, this is what I'm talking about. Like, I grew up playing, like, Mario Party 1 and 2. I remember number, oh, hey, it's my girlfriend. Shaylee, you want to come in and be on the podcast? Oh, she's leaving. What? You're just looking for Molly. This is making gripping podcast radio. Molly's hanging out with us. She's my co-host. what was I talking about? Yeah. So like you grew up with Mario Party 8. So that's the one you like. See, I grew up with like Mario Party 1, 2, 3. I specifically remember if I had to pick a favorite one, it would probably be number 4.
I love number 4. That's what invented, I think, my favorite minigame. The one where the pages are falling and you got to get in the right shape and holes to get through the next
stage. That one. And 4 was on the GameCube, right?
Yeah, okay. Dude. So here's the timelines. 1 through 3, I think, were on the Nintendo 64.
They're on Nintendo 64.
4 through 7, GameCube. 8 and 9, Wii. 10 Wii U. Wii U and Super.
You know your stuff. Switch. I'm impressed.
Yeah, I really wanted to try playing them all. Mm-hmm. This is what I did want to do for the podcast, was Super Mario. I mean, no. Mario Party, whatever it's called.
Yeah.
I've been trying to play them before I came here, and I got through Mario Party 2, and I played 1 a while ago.
Right.
Also, controversial subject, I think that Mario Party 1 is better than 2, because 2
I love it. No, that's awesome. I love it. Why? Why do you say that?
Two, half the mini games are from the original. Like, I think that's silly. I mean, two is cool. I think they should start bringing this back. Is that each map you had like your own costume?
Mm-hmm.
Like, there was a wizard map and you were all wizards.
Right.
I think that was really cool. That was definitely cool. But I don't know what's so appealing about the second one more than the first one, because I think it's a fan favorite.
I like
two
that.
Two and four.
Yeah, I don't remember them well enough. I remember loving all of them. Dude, yeah. Like, so if you've played the original Nintendo, the original Mario Parties, you said you played them on the virtual console on the Wii U, right? Like, that's where you got, yes, Mario Party 2. But you also said that someone brought a Nintendo 64 to your house, so you got to play, like, the original version of them.
Yeah.
So what did you think of that Nintendo 64 controller?
Oh, it was so weird to hold. I could not get the hang of it.
We thought that when it came out. I guarantee you there are people listening to this that are my age, where we went from the Super Nintendo, where it was like that flat little controller with the D-pad, the four buttons, to this like weird three-pronged octopus-looking thing. Like, it's a weird controller, hey?
Yeah, and I actually think that... sorry, I just looked over there.
No, it's okay.
To see if you had any... I think GameCube controllers. No, they're the three-prong ones.
Yeah,
no,
the Nintendo 64 is the three. It's like the M. Yeah. It's the three-prong.
I think I took like two or three of those from you guys, and I have them at Nan and Grampy's house.
That's the GameCube ones. Yeah, you took GameCube ones from us.
Oh,
yeah.
They had the three sticks, though.
Oh, I don't remember then. Well, because the Nintendo 64 one only had one. Well, it had like the one stick in the middle. And then it had the four yellow D-pad buttons on the side.
Yeah.
The four yellow C up, C down, C left, C right buttons. The GameCube controllers had the big gray joystick on the left and then the little yellow joystick on the right.
Oh, yeah.
That's probably the one you're thinking of. The GameCube controller, dude, is like, if you're listening to this, I don't give a crap what you say. The GameCube controller might be the greatest video game controller ever made. Like, I love that controller. It fits so perfectly. So you probably love, what do you like? What's your favorite controller?
I don't know what it is, but I just love the way the Joy-Cons look on the Switch. Oh, and I love the Wii remotes. I don't know. I don't care what anyone says.
Yeah, that's a generational thing. It, yeah, because so. I hate the Wii remotes. I hate the Wii remotes. I do like the Switch a lot too. I like the way the Switch handles. It's comfortable to hold. It's comfortable to play.
Yeah, and I was thinking about it, and I was like, it just feels like a DS kind of, because mm-hmm. you can just bring it anywhere. But then I thought about it, and there's so much more capabilities, like kickstand, flip it up, you got two controllers there.
Yep.
You can turn them into one or two. Yep. It's just got, and I think the price, I feel like it's okay.
Dude, the Switch is awesome. Like, yeah, I'm telling you, it's funny because I've said it many times, and yesterday, I think it was yesterday, you said it. So the Wii, if you grew up with the Wii, you love it. If you grew up before the Wii, you're kind of, it was pretty gimmicky. Mm. It was motion controls. It honestly didn't have that many really good games. The Mario Galaxy games are incredible.
I love those games.
But there's not a ton of great games. But then the Wii U, I wanted to like it, and it has some awesome games, but it was a misstep as a console. It didn't sell well.
Yeah.
People didn't like it.
The most sold copy was Mario Party 8, and only it sold 8 million.
Right. But then the Switch came out, and I've said it many times, and you said it yesterday. You were like, dude, they really nailed it with the Switch.
Yeah.
And they really did. It's really fun. Like, sitting around yesterday, me, you, and Auntie were all playing Fortnite on our own Switches, but together.
We came second.
We did come in second. And it was really fun. Like, I'm telling you, dude, back in the day, like, I know I don't have to explain it all to you, but, like, way back, like, we didn't have internet gaming. If you wanted to play a game together, everyone had to get together at someone's house. Each had a controller. You sat down and used the same TV, and you played. And it was so much fun to share a couch and just hang out with your friends and play video games. And now you could just sit at your house, and I could sit at my house, and we could be 12 hours away. Yeah, antisocial, right? You could just play with people, but you don't talk to people, right?
Yeah.
And playing on Fortnite last night, it was just so, or the other night, it was so much fun to all just be sitting together in the same room playing video games.
It was, like, even though there was a lot of yelling, you know.
There was, that game pisses me off. That's where, like, so that with the new Mario Party game, that's where I'm like, I want to wait and see, because I can't imagine getting together with my friends to play it all sitting together on the couch very often. But if I could play it online with you, like, if you, me, Auntie Shay and my buddy Chris could all log online and play a game of 4-player game of Mario Party against each other for like an hour, like, that would be so much fun. That I would really enjoy.
Yeah, definitely.
So I want to see how that all shakes out. Because that's the other thing is, like, that's a long game. To play a real game of Mario Party,
yeah,
it's like you usually play the 20, because 20 turns is usually the lowest, right?
20 turns is usually the average that people play because it's like medium length. Okay. But if you play 50 turns, like, you're sitting there for till like dinner, lunch, or breakfast.
Yeah, that's
depending on what day you're playing.
That's a long game.
Yeah.
I couldn't do that. I'd get bored after a while.
Also, if you're playing in certain Mario Party games, mostly the new ones, you always have, you know, those animations that you cannot skip that take forever to get through.
Yes, yes, dude. That's the thing about the Mario Party games is, like, the board is a necessary evil because the whole point of the game is you're playing a board game. But the mini games are the fun part. So what you want to do is, like, when you roll the dice, like, dude, you know what just sucks when you...
The stupid thing about the new ones, 9 and 10, sorry for cutting you off,
no, is what?
That you have to land on minigame space. It's not like after everyone takes a turn.
Oh, that's awful. That's
stupid.
Why do that? Because that's the funnest thing is when you're playing a four player, all four of you take your turn, then you play a minigame, and then all four of you play a turn, and then you play a minigame. Like, it's so much more fun. Yeah. You know what sucks is when you wait forever for your turn, and then you roll and get, like, a one. Instead of one space onto a red space and lose a bunch of coins, and then that's your turn, and you gotta sit there and wait for another 5 minutes. Oh, that game pisses me off sometimes. But yeah, that's okay. I like that. I like that you find the Nintendo 64 controller weird too. That makes me happy. I love it. So so you're excited for the new one?
Yes.
You think it's gonna be good?
Yes, I think it's gonna be good. Sorry, looking away again.
Yeah, it's okay. Don't worry about it. Lots of people do that. They move away from the mic. It's okay. You're doing better than most people do.
Thank you. I'm probably doing better than last time. I remember holding the microphone in my hand last time.
Yeah.
And it was just sliding.
Yeah, we didn't have the studio last time. This time we have this, well, the studio being the bedroom. But it still works.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're excited for the new one, and you like some of the old ones, but you don't like 9 and 10.
9 and 10, see, I think 10 is better than 9.
Okay.
Because I don't know what it is about 9. It just doesn't feel... It feels weird. Also, Rosalina's in the new one, and she's one of my favorites, so you know.
Rosalina.
Really?
Yeah, she's kind of... Meh, whatever. Give me Bowser. The fact that...
Bowser's in the next one.
The fact that you can play as Bowser is a huge plus to me, because Bowser's the best.
And Bowser... There's so many new characters being added. You know that one girl from Super Mario 3D World or Land? I think she was in both. The little ninja girl with the pink shuriken, and she's like... You know Boom Boom, the guy that spins around and then goes invisible after a while?
Yeah.
It's him, but it's a girl with a ponytail, and like she duplicates herself, and only one of them has a pink shuriken, so you got to do that.
Oh,
her name's Pom Pom, and she's going to be in the new one. And I feel like that's just Nintendo. I just stuttered. I'm sorry.
That's okay, dude. Don't worry about it.
There's so many characters that are just being thrown in there, like Bowser's little minions. Like there's a Goomba in the new one, and there's this one game where you got to ride a tricycle. How is Goomba going to do that? He only has like little...
If you're hearing this, you're probably a gamer. And for our kind, nothing is as precious and valuable as our save files. Have you ever experienced the loss of a save file? It's soul-crushing. Dozens, maybe hundreds of hours of work gone like that. But at the end of the day, it's a video game. It matters, but kinda, you know? That exact scenario, but with a work project, an essay for school, data for your business, that's no joke. That can be really serious. You need a safety net. And I got you, fam, with my partners over at CrashPlan. Visit CrashPlan.com/RTG for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. CrashPlan has been protecting people's data since 2001. And a couple years ago, they set out on their own with one mission, to provide the best damn cloud backup solution on the market. CrashPlan runs quietly in the background of your computer or Mac, and every 15 minutes on the clock, they create a new backup of every file that's changed in that time. So if something goes wrong, God forbid, you don't lose hours, lose days, lose weeks of work. Just log into your account and you can download your most recent backup from the secure cloud servers. And there's not just one backup. There's a laundry list of them. You can pick and choose which one you want. It's like the ultimate undo button. If you work on a computer in any capacity, CrashPlan is a must-have. And if you're thinking, that's for big businesses, I'm just Joe Schmo. CrashPlan protects Joe Schmo. They offer a ton of plans and tiers. So there's a CrashPlan for everyone, from small one-person businesses like me to you fancy businesses in offices with staff and free donuts and all that stuff. Time is money. Why wouldn't you protect your work? Spreadsheets, diagrams, videos, art, podcasts. CrashPlan has you covered. Don't let data disasters slow you down. CrashPlan has your back and keeps you moving. Go to CrashPlan.com/RTG for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. That's CrashPlan.com/RTG for 50% off your first year. back up better with Crash Plan.
Yeah.
Goombas See, just, like, I can't imagine what they were doing when they were designing. It was like, okay, we're going to do diamond, half a diamond, and then plop little shoes on him.
Yeah. See, I kind of felt like that with, like one of my, what the hell
still,
was that?
Oh, I still love Goomba, though.
I do. I like Goomba, too. I like the bad guys. I've always liked the bad guys.
He's so derpy.
One of my favorite games, probably ever, certainly of the last, like, 10, 15 years, but ever, is Mario Kart 8. I would put Mario Kart 8 in my five gosh. Favorite games of all yes. time. The one thing I was going to say about it is they threw in way too many crappy characters. Like
the babies.
Babies and like Gold Mario or whatever it was and like gold, and Peach. Gold
metallic
Peach.
Peach.
Yeah, whatever. And I agree with you on that. It was like come on. Like you can't come up like I appreciate that they're putting a lot of characters in it. I love the fact they put all the Koopa kids in it.
Yeah, because I love the kids. Like, I was thinking about it. I was like, no, Koopa kids are relevant.
The Koopa kids are awesome, man. I'm telling you, dude. And they came out for Mario Brothers 3. And when they came out, they were like the cool. I thought they were the coolest. They're the reason I like Bowser so much because I thought they all
different.
Look cool. Yeah,
it's different from normal.
Do you like them better than Bowser Jr.?
Yes.
Yeah, everybody.
Bowser Jr. is a little turd.
Bowser Jr. is a little turd. You heard it here first. Bowser Jr. is a little turd. I agree with you, sir.
Bowser Party and Mario Party 10. If Bowser, I think this happens like a couple times a game. If Bowser doesn't roll high enough to get you, Bowser Jr. is like, aw, Dad, that sucks. Try again.
Oh, he's the worst. He's such a crappy character. And it's weird because like when they originally introduced the seven Koopa kids, they were introduced as Bowser's kids. But then Bowser Jr. came along. And I think he debuted
in Super Mario Party Sunshine.
Yeah, I think it was Super Mario Sunshine. Have you played Super Mario Sunshine?
No.
It's different. One. It's the weirdest Mario game for sure of the
There's
Mario
that
games.
One part when Bowser Jr. captures Peach and he's like, "Mom," and I was like, "What?"
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
What is that?
It's kind of weird. It's a weird little universe they have over there. I'm not quite sure what's going on.
Yeah, there's a lot of confusing stuff.
Well, okay, we'll wrap this thing up.
We barely talked about the old games. I just realized.
Yeah, I know. Well, but that's okay. They're all the same. Like, well, they're not all the same. Well, like, if you ask me, different. Mario Party 4 is my favorite.
I love Mario Party 4. It's one of the few that, out of all the GameCube ones, I think it's the only one I played. Because I remember you guys played with me once. I distinctly remember the 8 characters.
Mm-hmm.
And also, oh my gosh, that was so much fun. Playing it with... I think it was you, Auntie, and my mom, and we played it a couple rounds.
Yep. The Nintendo 64 was fun when I was, because the Nintendo 64 came out in 1996, and I would have been about your age. I was 12 or 13 when it came out, and it was so cool to be able to play four player. And some of my favorite memories of playing multiplayer with my friends are playing wrestling games and shooting games on the Nintendo 64. But then when the GameCube came out, and you got Mario Kart Double Dash, and you got Mario Tennis, you got Mario Golf, you got the Mario Parties. It was so much fun to just sit together and play those. My friends and I would sit and play those games for hours and hours and hours. And so I haven't really loved a Mario Party game since then. So I'm really praying that the Switch one doesn't suck.
Yeah, because I feel like it might be the last one too, because they ditched the numbers and put Super on it.
Yeah.
I feel like the franchise has been dying because of the stupid carts.
Yeah.
Ditching the cards, though. And a couple of new modes. Like, there's double modes. Sorry, I've been watching a lot of Nintendo Treehouse gameplay. Okay. There's double modes, and, like, you have a teammate, and you're both trying to win. So, also, Toadette and Toad aren't going to be in it. I thought they were going to do what they were doing with Smash and, like, have every character ever.
Yeah.
But they're not, because Toad and Toadette aren't going to be in it.
I'll just ask you quickly, you're excited for Smash?
Oh, yeah. Smash's Ultimate is going to be awesome.
It looks pretty sick, eh?
Yeah, it's just going to... Daisy,
you played a lot. Yeah, you played a lot of Smash on the Wii U. Hey,
I played. Yeah, but my brother snapped the disc. So yeah,
gaming with little brothers.
Yeah, like I've had 5 snaps because little children try to pull them out of the cases, you know, stupid Wii U cases. Yeah, and they like don't press down the middle thing, so it just breaks.
And it's sorry, buddy.
Like literally hundreds of dollar games down the drain just because small children
of kids.
Tried to play the game.
That's why, dude, I tell you, when we grew up, we had those cartridges. Those things were bricks. You could, my brother and I used to throw those at each other, and you could not, because we'd fight, but you couldn't break a cartridge. Those things were invincible. You discs today. That's why, again, Switch nailed it. Cartridges, little game carts again. Go back to the cartridges. Kids can't, well, the kids might swallow them. But at least once they poop them out, they'll still be one piece instead of the discs.
Yeah.
So what I was going to ask you quickly, you like Smash. I know you do. Who's your go-to in Smash? Who's your favorite guy? Who do you play as the most?
I probably played a whole lot of Rosalina and Luma. I went through this one phase when I was like, yes, Rosalina is the best out of the three princesses. Because, like, I don't know. She's worked her way up there, and she's only, like, 11 years old. That's so weird to say.
It's funny, dude, because anyone that played before Rosalina probably hates Rosalina.
Yeah. She's just the one character that's just there.
I get it, though. I get it. I'm excited that Mega Man will be in again. Give me Mega Man and give me Bowser.
Yeah, I think I played a lot of Zero Suit Samus and her.
Yeah.
And I really liked Mario.
Mario's always good. Like, and it's because I never play as him, but like he's in every Mario game, Mario's usually pretty serviceable. They make him the guy that's so easy to play as.
Yeah, but I've heard in Tennis Aces, a lot of people are just like putting Mario as their least favorite character.
Really?
Because they're like, well, honestly, if your name wasn't on this, then we wouldn't even know you were here.
Yeah, he gets thrown in some. Same as Mario Rabbids. You get all this awesome team of characters to use, and you always have to have Mario. I like Mario, but get out of here.
Yeah, that's Glory what I liked Hog. About 3D World. I think that's why I liked it so much, because Rosalina wasn't. No, I'm just kidding.
3D World was, you know what? 3D World catches some crap from people. I think 3D World was a good game.
I think it might be my favorite. I call them, like, you know, the ones that all look kind of the same?
Yeah.
Like, Wii versions and stuff.
Yeah.
I call them that, but like, you know, it's weird because 3D, it's not side scroller.
Right.
So like out of that kind of area that where they all like look generally the same, I would say that's my favorite one.
All right. That's fair. You know what? Honestly, it's 3D. Okay. I was going to say 3D World is probably my favorite 3D Mario, but my favorite 3D Mario are the Mario Galaxy games.
Oh no.
And Odyssey. You haven't played Odyssey yet. Ooh, you gotta play Odyssey. It's so good. Okay, we gotta cut this thing off. So your favorite Mario Party game?
Is 8.
Your least favorite Mario Party game?
Is 9.
And if you had to predict a score from 1 to 10 for the new Mario Party game, usually I ask my guests to give the game we reviewed a score, but we reviewed a whole bunch of games. How good do you think?
Series?
Sure, yeah. On a scale of 1 to 10, what would you give the Mario Party series as a whole?
You know what? My favorite game series, I give it a 10.
You give it a perfect 10?
Perfect 10.
I like it. I give it...
I know you can't do that.
I give it a... No, I can't. I'll give it a 7. I'll give it an 8. I'll give it an 8.
8.
Because the original 4 or 5 are fantastic, and then they kind of lost their way with the 9, last couple. 10. Hopefully they find their way back with this one, because it's a great franchise. And they're like as fun of multiplayer game as any game out there, except maybe Mario Kart.
Yes.
Mario Kart's better. Dude, that was a half hour of talking about video games.
I didn't even realize.
You're pretty good at this. You're better at this than I am.
Yeah, I listened to my one I did last time on Adam Waste Time. Check it out, guys. And I just couldn't stop cringing at myself.
Dude,
I was like, oh my gosh. That, it took me, I was getting into it by the end, but at first I was just like.
It takes a long time for that to go away, dude. I've recorded almost 100 podcasts and I listened to 500 sets of my stand-up, and it's all garbage. My voice is like, I was like, I can't believe anyone listens to this with my voice. I think they listen to it for the guests. They don't listen to it for me and my annoying voice. That's why Auntie won't come on, because she doesn't want to hear her voice.
She should come on.
She should come on. I agree with you.
Yeah.
So, not this one. Adam wastes time. I don't want to talk video games with her.
Zelda.
Let's have an episode about Candy Crush. Like, okay. Dude, thank you so much for, I was going to say for coming over, but you're just living in my house for a week. So thanks for coming upstairs and talking Mario Party with me.
No, I flew right here just to make this podcast.
You flew all the way here just to do this podcast.
Yeah.
You hear that, guys? Like, the episodes are blowing up. I'm bringing guests in just to record episodes of the podcast. This one won't be up for a couple of weeks, but quickly, you have YouTube stuff, right?
Yes.
Where can everyone find all your stuff?
Well, my iPad is broken, so I can't make videos until I get it fixed. So, but you can find me on YouTube at, I think it's Banjo Cartoons right now, capital on the B, capital on the C. And you can check out my other channels if you want, but they're not that good.
I like it. You animate, you make cartoons. You're a talented kid.
I do anime.
You're a talented kid, man. So just, if you like doing this stuff, keep doing this stuff, all right?
I'll try.
And keep playing video games. Never quit playing video games. They're the best. Okay, you want to go play some tennis?
Sure.
Let's do it. Thanks, buddy. And that's going to do it this week for Remember the Game, you guys. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed that. Like I said off the top, this one was a little different than most of the other episodes. Instead of focusing on one core game, I just wanted to give my nephew a platform and a chance to talk Mario Party. It's one of his favorite franchises, and I think he nailed it. I thought he did a great job. Ben, thank you so much for coming on the show. Next time you're out here, we'll do another episode. And thank you guys so much for listening. If you liked it, please tell a friend. Please share. Spread the word of Remember the Game. I really, the kind words have been very, very humbling. So thank you so much for all the positive feedback. And I'll be back again next Wednesday with another episode. I think we're talking, I don't know which one I'm going to talk yet. I got a lot of episodes recorded, so it'll be a surprise. You guys, it'll be a surprise. Just enjoy the surprise. Thank you guys for listening, and I will talk to you again in a week. All right, take it easy.